Playing today's hits and yesterday's favorites, this is Jam FM. It is time once again for Town Talk. Today, speaking with Community Services and Tourism Director Alex Patterson, we want to talk about the MMCC and the vaccination certificate, proof of vaccination system that the province has implemented. Does include sports and fitness facilities. So that includes the MMCC then?
Yes, sir. So as of September 22nd, everybody who enters into a sports, fitness, recreation, gym, any type of facility like that, which is of course the community center, is required to be vaccinated with some pretty specific exceptions. So the first exception and the thing that's probably the most important to communicate to parents out there is that you are not required to show proof of vaccination or proof of an exemption if you're between the ages of 12 and 18, so long as you are directly participating in any organized recreation activity. So if you are coming to play hockey, if you are coming to figure skate, if you are coming to dance, if you are coming to karate, and you're between the ages of 12 and 18, you're not required to have proof of vaccination or proof of exemption. If you are 12 and 18, however, and you're coming for any other reasons, so things like spectating any of those sports, if you're coming for some type of meeting or training or anything like that, you will be required to show proof of vaccination. Everybody over 18 is required to show proof of vaccination, and of course everybody under 12 years old is not eligible, and so they do not have to show proof of vaccination. So a couple exceptions in there, but for the most part, please be prepared when you come to the community center, if you're in one of those groups that is required to show proof of vaccination, that you have that proof on you and that it's been at least 14 days since your second dose.
And that exception for 12 to 18 did come up in this week's council meeting, in that it may sound a little confusing, but if you're participating and then you go to spectate a different activity, then you do need proof of vaccination.
Absolutely. So this is going to happen probably quite a lot with siblings. So if your older brother or sister is going to play, then you want to come spectate, but you might be playing before or playing afterwards. When you come into the facility to play, you don't have to show vaccination. But when you come in the facility, even if it's right away after to spectate the next thing that's happening, if you're a spectator, if you're anybody who's not directly involved in playing, then you'll have to show your proof of vaccination. And then, of course, no matter what you're doing, if you're over 18, you have to show proof of vaccination or an exemption.
Who is enforcing this, checking for that proof of vaccination?
So right now, the user groups are checking. So just like last year, when your user group representative, so sometimes it was team manager, sometimes it was one of the coaches, sometimes it was just a volunteer parent, whoever it may be is checking at the door. So they're doing a couple things. They're doing your screening. So you're being asked the screening questions at the door. They're doing your contact tracing, which is essentially making sure that if there was an outbreak, then we can call people and tell people, hey, you need to go get tested or whatever that may be. They're also going to be checking for vaccination, but fundamentally it's on us as the facility managers to make sure that people are doing that. So we're going to be around for the first couple weeks to make sure that there's no issues, to support the volunteers who help this community center by operating programming, to make sure that they're being safe, to make sure that everybody is treating them fairly and they have no issues. We're going to be there for all of that the first couple weeks. And so it's a combination of the user groups and of staff who are making sure that this is happening, depending on the activity.
Aside from this system that's in place, is the MMCC essentially open as normal?
Essentially, yeah. So very similar rules to last year in terms of things like masking, things like sanitizing your hands when you come in. The capacity limits are similar. They're not exactly the same, but they're similar enough. So most of the rules are the same as last year. We've got a very simplified schedule this year because there's way less emphasis on some of the things that we had to do last year, which was like major buffer times between user groups, things like that. So the schedule is a lot more compact. We're able to do more things, but it's no different than people are used to, with the exception of vaccinations. So the expectations are still the same. We really ask people to come in for their activity, do their activity, and then leave quite promptly to make sure that other users can come in to do their activities.
People want to know about what things are available, the schedule, that sort of stuff. The best people to call would be the pro shop.
Absolutely. If you call 240, we can talk to you you about building schedules. We have our fitness classes, so our adult fitness classes started this week, and then our evening fitness classes are starting next week and the week after. So we've got a whole bunch of information on municipal programming that you can take. As of the 27th, the ice will be open, so things that are starting up include things like public skate, things like pickup hockey, all of that information we have, but we can also help you get in contact with a user group. So if you're interested in signing up for figure skating or dance or hockey or karate or any of those other activities, then we can help pass you on to those people.
Anything else that you want to make sure people understand or know about the way things are working right now?
I think it's just really important right now to treat people with kindness. So there's volunteers at the door, they have to ask you questions. There's staff at the door, they have to ask you questions. There's a lot of people who may agree or disagree with the regulations, but at the end of the day, the volunteers, the staff members at the door, nobody here made those regulations. We just have to make sure that people follow them so this facility doesn't get shut down. So it's really important to treat people with kindness. If you have any issues, I'm happy to take calls, answer questions, things like that. But really, really important to treat staff and to treat volunteers at the door with kindness, with respect, to answer their questions, and to not push them and to not be mean to them.
Very important message there. Once again, that is Alex Patterson, Director of Community Services and Tourism for the Municipality of Wawa, joining us for Town Talk, heard at 9:30 Thursday mornings on Jam FM.